Hello and welcome to Johnny's Virtual Journeys, The Wandering Minstrel. Today we are talking about one of the most difficult questions a creator can ever ask. What makes art good? One of my favorite book series growing up was The Pride and Chronicles by Lloyd Alexander. This is the series that inspired the Disney movie The Black Cauldron. I recommended it to everyone. I loved that series, and many of my first writing attempts were heavily inspired by it. The Lord of the Rings movies were my first introduction to fantasy, but The Pride and Chronicles cultivated my love for the genre. Then time passed. I made story writing a more serious study and became exposed to other fantasy works. When I returned to The Pride and Chronicles, I realized something unsettling. They were not very well written. There were plot holes, inconsistencies in voice, and a lot of cheesy moments. This bothered me. I felt like a piece of my identity had somehow been false. I started wondering if I should contact everyone I had recommended the series to and try to remove my endorsement. I did not do that. But that was the moment I started to wonder about our personal preferences towards literature, and more generally speaking, art. Are we wrong to like something that is flawed? Is there even such a thing as flawed art? Who really has a right to claim authority as any kind of art critic? To be honest, I still don't know if I really have an answer, but today I thought I would share some thoughts on the subject to maybe help other new writers to feel a bit more confident in their creative attempts. First, I want to discuss the nature of this important subject. The question, what makes art good, is a source of incredible debate. There are many sides, ideas, and theories as to the answer. In my experience, when something like this becomes wrapped in such passionate and confusing controversy, it is best to step back and wonder if you are asking the right questions at all. That is why I believe that the real question is, what is the purpose of art? That is also a question that can and probably has been debated, but I think we can come much closer to a consensus. You see, I believe the purpose of art is to inspire. Maybe just to inspire someone to change something about themselves. Maybe it's meant to inspire someone to feel a particular emotion. Or maybe it is simply intended to inspire someone to think about a thing they once took to be plain and unimportant. I would guess that every artist would agree that they want their art to inspire. So then the second question would be, how do we make inspiring art? Again, this is a misleading question, but I fear that in this line of thought, misleading questions are the best we have to work with. You see, all art can be inspiring. It takes no skill to create something that will make someone stop and feel. It takes the right piece, at the right time, with the right person, and no one can turn that into a science. However, I do think there are two skills that can help someone make their best effort. These skills don't need to be mastered, but they should be practiced. The first is craft. When I sat down to revisit The Pride and Chronicles, it wasn't the story that I found lacking, it was the craft, the actual skill of writing. Just like a musician needs to know how to play their instrument, a writer needs to understand the mechanics of writing. If you don't understand grammar, or story structure, or character development, you won't be as successful and inspiring, no matter how much you love your story. Just like someone who doesn't know how to play the piano will have any luck inspiring someone with their rendition of Clair de Lune, which is my favorite piano piece. You have to understand the craft of your art. The second is creativity. The ability to sit down and think of something new out of nothing does not come easily. It takes a special talent to slip into one's own imagination, sit down at their fantastical workbench, and return with an idea that never before saw the light of reality. That is what I loved about The Pride and Chronicles. It is different from any other story, and at that time in my life, it was the exact story I needed. You can have a PhD in English grammar, but without creativity, you will never inspire anyone. In short, this is what I want you to take away. Don't ever let anyone tell you your art is bad because it's not. If you are happy with it, if you find it inspiring, then it doesn't matter how many bad reviews it gets on Amazon, how long it sits on the shelf at Barnes & Noble, or if it ever gets turned into a movie. Nothing will ever make it more successful than it already is. But practice the two skills, craft and creativity. Understand the parts of a story, or the different types of paint strokes, or how to play the instrument. But while you do that, be creative. Delve into that wonderful imagination you have, find those pieces of your soul, and bring them back to be shared with us all. The only critic that really matters is you. If you've enjoyed The Wandering Minstrel or any of the other works I do here at Johnny's Virtual Journeys, you can offer your support over on Patreon. There's a link down below to my page where you can offer $1 or $5 a month and get special bonuses. In the meantime, take care, and I will see you next time.